right? Is also shechet by miyad. For sure it was Torah. The Bialim Zikha took care about it before Yom Tif, and he made it Torah, and Mela is still Torah right now. Nimtzais kishura lisakin, harena kisakin. Let's say you find the kupitz. You find the big knife that they use to chop up the meat with. That has to be said, even if you find the Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid, maybe it's still Tameh. The Bialim wasn't terrible in the mikveh yet. But that's only if you find the big knife by itself. But let's say you find it, kshura lisakin, you find the big knife tied up with a regular shechet knife, then we say a real kisakin. Even the big knife has a heft, you could use it right away. If today is Erev Pesach, you found it today, you're allowed to use it without putting it in the mikvah. But since it was tied together, Mistama, the owner, took care of both of them together. And since we say for sure he took care of the shechet knife, because he knows he asked the shech to come in Pesach today on Erev Pesach, so he took care of it yesterday. So the same way he was tabled, the sakin, who I didn't have the right to say, he was tabled the kupitz also. Therefore the big knife, if it's tied onto the shechet knife, you also have the same thing as Torah, you're allowed to use it right away.
All right, stop here. You're holding that for Chof Aleph from the base. Holding. We finished the Mishnah. What last Mishnah said that Kol HaRoikin HaNimtzim B'Yerushalayim is Torah. If you find any spit in Yerushalayim, it's Torah. Chutz Mishel Shuk Helyon. Except this one place, the Shuk Helyon, that place is Tomei. Give it Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Avin B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Tzorin Shel Nochrim HaYisham. This place, the Shuk Helyon, was a special place that they had a lot of goyim that used to wash clothing there. And they have a loch like a zav. So therefore, any spit you find there, mistama comes from them. Therefore, it's tummy. Like the Korbanator says, Ksaran shonochrim, Kaivel shonochrim hoyishum, Bishuk helion. They used to live in this place, in the Shuk helion. V'rachomim gozru al hanochrim shiyo kizovim. L'chol divrayim, v'royke tummy. Midrabonin, a goy has a loch like a zav. And therefore the spit that comes out of him is also tummy. Therefore in this one place, the Shuk Helyon, there any spit you find is tummy. Because there are people there are goyim, and therefore it's tummy. Maram Rabbi Chanina, Arudois hoyonoichrim b'Yerushalayim. They used to, Arudois is like a wild animal. Is a wild, it's a wild animal that they used to kill in Yerushalayim. And the blood used to run down the streets of Yerushalayim, and the people that walked through the Shuk of Yerushalayim used to go, mamash, the blood used to go to their knees, to their ankles. That's how high up the blood used to go, until their ankles. He says, they used to kill this type of an animal for the king, for the purpose of the king. But I call upon him, there was a lot of blood going down the streets of Yerushalayim. Now, Uboyul of Nechachomim, they came and asked the question in front of the Chachomim. Lo yomru lehem dover. They didn't answer them. In other words, the question was, is this dam tomei or not? Like we had the Shalom the Gemara before. The dam of an avail of a behemoth tomei, is that blood tomei or not? Like here was a wild animal, and they killed it, and now the blood came running down the streets. So the question is that blood tomei or not? And they didn't answer. Mora says, Rabbi Simeon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Maise B'Predo, Michel Beis Rebbe, the same type of a Maise story happened with the mule that belonged to Beis Rebbe, Shemesa, that the animal died, and its blood came out, V'Tiro Estomeo Mishum Nevela. And the Rabbanan said that the dam, the blood that comes out of the mule, is tor, does not have a Tumas Nevela on it. Now, Rabbi Lazar Shoyel Rabbi Simeon, Rabbi Lazar asked the question from Rabbi Simeon, Ad Kama, until how much blood do we still say it's Tomei? Like we had the question before, do you say only up until a Revius of Dan comes out, that's when it's Tomei? But if more than a Revius comes out, it's Tomei? Or it's Tomei? Or maybe no. Maybe no matter how much blood comes out, still it's Torah. And he didn't answer him. Hey, so Rabbi Simeon did not answer back to Rabbi Lazar. Is Shaul Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So Rabbi Lezer went to ask the Shaul from somebody else. He asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omalei, Ad Revius Tor, Yoise Mikan Tomei. He answered him back clearly. That we say the blood of the mule is Torah, it's only up until a Revius came out. But once you have more than Revius, then tak it's Tomei. So Mar says, Uboyish Rebbe Leza to Leichos Le Rebbe Simon. Rebbe Leza felt a little bit bad at Rebbe Simon, how come he didn't answer me? Like he asked the question to Rebbe Simon and he just turned away, he didn't answer him. She felt bad. So the Mar, Leichos Le Rebbe Simon Shemosa. Hey, you felt bad, how come he didn't answer me? Rabbi Beivai Hevi Yosef. Rabbi Beivai was sitting. Mas neho de nuvda. He said over this halacha, this question. Again, if the blood comes out of an animal, a behemoth tameya, what's the halacha of the dam? Does it have tumas nevelo or not? Is omalei Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisno. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisno asked the question. He said, ad revi skiptis, ad kamo omalei, some say take it out, should be ad revi is tor. Do you say that op until the revi as the blood come out, then it's tor? I understand that. But Yosef Mikan Tameya, but maybe more than that is Tomei. So really, Rabbi Yitzchok asked this question. He asked the question in front of Rabbi Beivai. He asked him, "What's the halacha? That we say the blood that comes out of an animal Tomei is Tor, is it only up until Revius or even more?" And he didn't answer him. I forget, he got angry at him. Rabbi Beivai got angry at the fact that Rabbi Yitzchok asked him a question. Is Omalei Rabbi Zrikas, Rabbi Zika, etc. Rabbi Beivai? Begin the heavy shirlucha at boitme, because somebody comes to ask you a question and maybe you didn't know the answer. That's why you get angry at him. Like if you don't know, say you don't know, but how come you get angry at him? Or Malay, so he answered back, begin the way heves daiti be. Hey, today he was very torrid. He didn't have his right mind. Something was bothering him today. He didn't have a yishavadas, so therefore he wasn't at his right mind. That's why he didn't want to answer him. The Yomer Rabbi Chonin, Rabbi Chonin says, the Pesach says, for ho yul chayecha tluyim lucha, minegid. Like your life will be hanging, will be tully. If you have to buy chitim from year to year, like you don't have a storage, that's called your life is tully in somebody else. If they'll have enough food to give you. You'll be afraid of night and by day. That you buy from a merchant that sells. Also, you don't know if we'll always have it or not. So you have to be tully in somebody else. Yeah, you're afraid. And you're not going to have trust in your own life. Again, you won't know how you're going to live. That if you have to come on to a baker, in other words, you don't have your own bread, you can't buy your own bread, you can't make your own bread, you have to come on to somebody else every single day to have bread from somebody else, so that also, you don't have a good life. So he answered back like me, at least today, he had to be samech on a palter on a baker, so he didn't have his own bread, that's why he was a little like worried. So therefore, he didn't want to answer him back because his mind was bothered. He wouldn't be able to answer him the right way. But Akopon Gemara says, "My kedoin." Like, what's the maskona? What's the locha? If the blood comes out of an animal tameya, do we say it's tummy or not? Is Hayat Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesura? He said Edus. He said over that Adam nevela shutor. Said over, no, that the blood that comes out of a nevela, you know, the blood is tor. Only the animal itself has tumas nevela. But the blood, the dam that comes out of the animal, that's taket tor. So Mara says, my tor, what does it mean it's tor? I'll tell you, maybe tor yimalehachshir. Maybe it only means that this blood does not have a locha like mayim. It's not called like water to be machshir, another food to mekabotumah. That's all. It's tor that's not milahachshir mekabotumah. If this blood goes upon an eichel, a food, it doesn't make that food roi to mekabotumah. But maybe the blood itself, if somebody touches it, maybe it is tamei. Maybe it has a locha like a nevela, just like a nevela is tamei. Maybe the blood that comes out of the nevela is also tamei. The Gemara says, Tamon Taninan. We learned over there, Mishnah Machshirin, that dam, I'm going to ask you a question now. You can't say that's the pshat over here. Hey, so far we learned clearly that it says dam nevela is tor. So you want to say maybe tor means just that it's not like water to be machshir lekabel tumah, but maybe it itself is tummy. But more that can't be, because Tamon Taninim, we learned in Mishnah Machshirin, Dam HaSheretz, the blood that comes out of a sheretz, is Metame Kipsori. The blood that comes out of a sheretz, it has the same halacha like psori, not it itself is tummy. Metame, the blood itself is tummy. V'yena Machshir, but this blood, even though regular dam, has a halacha like water, that when it goes upon an eichel, it makes it royal lekabel tumah. The blood of a sheretz is not hachshir lekabel tumah. And there the Mishnah says, V'yein lanu k'yetzer boy. We don't have any other case like this. So it's mashma, this is the only case by the blood of a sheretz that we say even though the blood itself is tamei, but when it touches other food, it's not mash lekabel tumma. Mashma, nothing else is like this. So how could you tell me the dam of nevela is also the same way? The Mishnah says there's nothing else like it. V'ein lanu k'yaitzeboy. And the Gemara, I'll tell you no, it means kashir tumasay. Maybe really dam nevela also has the same halachon, that the dam itself is tamei, but just is not considered like water, it can't be machshel yechel lekabel tumma. So that's the halach, it's a kasha on the Mishnah in Machshirin. Why does it say the only case like that is the dam of a sheretz? The teretz is talking about the size. How much blood do you have to have? That means, by sheretz we say shir kutumosai. Avodomai metama kibsori. The halach is that the dam of a sheretz is metama just like its bosser. Just like the bosser of a sheretz, all you have to have is just a kadoshom. There's no gzeras akosim that a sheretz, even if it's as small as the size of a lentil, it's not even a kezayis, still it's metamiyu. So that's the chiddush, that the blood that comes out of a sheretz has the same halachon. You do not have to have a revius of dam. If you only have enough dam, the size of a chadosha, it's also tummy. That's the only case like this. No other dam has tuma like chadosha. That's what the Mishnah Machshira means. V'zeinachnami, the etzim yisoy that the blood could be tummy. Ma'ashenkin, if it goes on top of food, it's not mach l'kabel tumah. Maybe that's the loch even by dam neveler also. So again, we have noraya. What's the loch? When the blood that comes out of a neveler, do we say just like the neveler is tamei, the blood is also tamei, or maybe not? Amar Rabbi Yosi said, pligi bo trei amaroyim. It's a machlokes between two amaroyim. What's the loch? Chad amar, one says tamei. The blood that comes out of neveler has the loch like the blood like the neveler itself, and it is tamei. The Chadama one says Tor, no, the blood that comes out of a dead animal, even though the dead animal is Tomei, the blood is Tor. Versus Man, the Yom Tomei, the one that says that it's Tomei, Kareb Yehuda, goes according to Yehuda Shita. Or Man, the Yom Tor, Man, the Yom Tomei, that says Tomei, Kareb Yehuda. Or Man, the Yom Tor, Kareb Yeshua Ben Soira, Kareb Yeshua Ben Soira. Or Malay, Rabbav Dimi, the Min Nechusa, the Yoyis, the Reb Yehuda. The Chura Rabbi Yehuda, he should be the right one. We should listen to Rabbi Yehuda. Ataka the dam is tummy. Why? Morayna Dvei Nesiyah Hevi. Because he was the Moira Roa here by the Dvei Nesiyah, and they passed in the Shaila. So Mestami, he knows what the Loch is. But since he came from the Dvei Nesiyah, if he says, oh, it's tummy, that's the way the Loch should be. That the blood that comes out of a Nevela, if you have a Revius of Dam, the Revius of Dam is Metama, just like the Nevela itself is tummy. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaRoikin. If any rake, any spit you find in Yerushalayim, it's tohor, except for one place, just the Shukelion. For the Gemara, loy kein amar Rabbi Avua, v'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, loy gozu al roikin shev Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosi said a cloud, that becloud, the Rabbanan did not make gzeira on roikin shev Yerushalayim. Any spit you find in Yerushalayim, it's always tohor. So the question is, the Mishnah says though, but by the Shukelion in this one place is yet tamei. I Rabbi Yosi said a cloud, it's always tohor. And the Gemara, it's Malah, Rabbi Yavim, Mishem, Rabbi Shuban Levi, Tzaren Shal Nochrim Ho Yishom. Now this is the Teretz. That the Rabbi Yossi said in Yerushalayim, they were not Geizer Tumor on the Reich, that's Astam Yerushalayim. But this one place, the Shuk Helion, since there were a lot of Goyim living there, that was the Tzaren Shal Nochrim. They were cleaners there. The Goyim there used to be a Kaifas, used to clean your clothing. So everybody used to give the clothing there, and there were Goyim working there, so since Rob with them were Goyim, and with the Rabbanan gave a Nochri, a din like a Zav, therefore his Roik, his spit is Tomei. So that one place is different. V'enachnami, all over Yerushalayim, it's a Sophic, where to come from, and Rob are Yidin, that are Tor, therefore the Rabbanan were not Goyza Tuma in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, B'shah Yemais HaShana, it depends. The rest of the year, not during Regolim, not during Yom Tov, is Hatimeya Mahalchim Shibolis. Mashma, the rest of the year, most of the people talk about Tomei. And when you're walking down the street, the majority of the people walk down the middle. So we say Hatimeyim, the Tomeim which are the Rove, Mahalchim Shibolis. They walk right in the middle of the street. The Atahurim, the people that are Tor, Mahalchim and Atzad. Since they're a minority, they're smaller, they only walk on the side. So that's what our Mishnah says. That v'shayim ois hashon, if you find the roik on the side, it's tor. If you find it in the middle of the street, then you have to know it came from a zav, someone that was tamei, and it's tamei. Now our gear is v'yatohoyrim mahalchim stam. That a Torah digger person, he goes stam means he goes in the middle of the road. V'yatimeyim oimrim lem perushim. and the Talmudic person says, stay away from me. That's the way our Gersa is. The Gruah changes the Gersa. He says the Gersa should be just the opposite. Okay, you see him. That ha temeyeh mahalchem in astam. By the rest of the year, most of them are Talmudic people. So they walk, stam means they walk in the middle of the street. The atahirim, the few people that are tor, they omer lam prushim. They're walking on the sides, and they tell the temeyim, stay away from us. In other words, they're marked with the Torah people to go only in the middle on the side of the road. Therefore, the side of the road is Torah, because the Tahirim were marked with Badafka to walk on the side. Mashenkein, the Mora says, B'shas HaRegel, join the Gimel Regolim, then HaTahirim Mahalchim Shibolis. Since on Regel, most Yidin are matired themselves before the Regel, so then we say the Tahirim, the majority of the people, Mahalchim Shibolis. They walk in the middle of the road. Shibolis means the middle of the road. The Atameyim Alchem in Atzad, and the few people that are Tamei, they walk on the side, and therefore the Mishnah says that the Reik you find on the side of the street, that's what's Tamei. But the Reik in the middle of the street, that's what's Torah. And the going change of the Gerson should be that HaTahorim Alchem Stam, that on Regal, the Torah, the people, the majority of the people that are Torah, they walk in the middle of the road, they go Stam. The Atameyim it should be Omlem Prushi. And the Tumeim, the people that walk on the side, they like keep themselves separate from the majority of people that are Torah, and they don't mingle with them. Therefore, only the Roke on the side is Tamei, but the Roke in the middle of the street, that's Taka Torah. Then the Mishnah says, Kola Kelim Nitzoyim. Any Kelim you find in Yerushalayim, it's also Torah. Et Rabbonim were not going to Stam Tumeh in Yerushalayim. Tomorrow says, Loi Kein Amar Bavua. Didn't your Bavua said, B'shem Rabbi Yechinin, that Legozro ala Kelim Shevushalayim. But Rabbi Yechinin said over Klal, anytime you have a suffix, if the Keli is Torah or not, in Yerushalayim, they weren't Goyza Tumah. So the question is, but our Mishnah says that if you find a Kli on the road that's going down towards the Mikvah, then we say it is Tumah. I, Rabbi Yechinin, said, Mash Mistam, in any place in Yerushalayim, they were not Goyza Tumah on Kelim in Yerushalayim. So Gemara answers, Mechivon Shinimtu, Derech Yeridu Lebeisat Filom, since you found this Kli on the road that's going down to the mikvah, nasu hoichich. It's as if, like it's telling us for sure, it's Tamei. Because this road leads down to the mikvah. And like we said, the road coming up is a different road. So anybody going down this road, Mistama had Kalim that are Tamei, and they went to be Tavlit. So if you find a Kli on the road going down to the mikvah, it's like hoichich, it's like for sure that it's Tamei. That's why this one case is Tomei. But any other Kli that you find in Yerushalayim, if it's a suffix, if it's Tomei or not, the Rabbonim were not going to Tomei in Yerushalayim. Abishoyel hoyekoro oisan sipurim. At the end of the Mishnah it says that all Kelim are Torah, chutz from a few type of Kelim. It says chutz min asal, that's the basket, and we say that they used to bury the mace right here in one place, and then later they would collect the bones and bury it someplace else. They had a special basket for that, via magrefa, via maritza. And now Mishnah says a loshen via maritza. A magrefa is like the shovel, via maritza is something to do with it fast. So, our Gemara says not to be goris via maritza, but rather he's goris, abishalai kerenois the tzipurin. He called it tzipurin. This tool was not called hamaritza, it was called tzipurin. Man the yom tzipurin, why do we call it tzipurin? Shoyadaimu tzipurin. Because the tool used to look like a nail. Since it used to look like a nail that they used to use to shovel the bones together, that's why it was called Tzipurin. Now, the Mandiyama in our Mishnah, that calls this Keli Maritza, that this Keli that they used to use to shovel the mace is Tomei. It's called Maritza. Why? Shemaritza es even the Mesa Kvaris. It's like you want to make it go fast, the stone to the Mesa Kvaris. They used to use this Kli to make the bones, like to get the bones together, to take it to the Mesa Kvaris. That's why they call the name of the Kli Maritza, like it's doing it fast. Kupitz, and now Mishnah says what the loch was, if you find the kupitz, that's the big knife. So that if you find an Erev Yomtiv, Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe the Bailam did not take it to the mikveh yet, and you still have to be tevlet. But the end of the Mishnah says, but Nimtzuk, at the top line we had, Nimtzuk Shurul Asakin, but if you find this kupitz, the big knife, tied on to a regular shurchet knife, then we say Areyu Kisakin, that just like the sakin, the shurchet knife, on Erev Yom Tov for sure is Torah, because everybody knows they have to use it to shecht the Korban Pesach. So most probably the Bailam was Matairit yesterday. Who Adin, if you have now this kupitz, the big knife that cuts the meat, we also say was Torah, since it's tied together with the sakin. That's the way our Mishnah has it. So Gemara says, Tony, in the Brice, it says the opposite way. It says, Ha sakin kshura lo, If the knife is tied on to the kupas, to the big, if the sakin means the shachit knife, the knife we use for shchita, is tied on to the big knife, then we suggest the opposite, that the sakin, the shchita knife, has the same halacha like the kupas. And even if you find it on every pesach, still will be tummy. That's one pshat mefarshim say, that this b'raisa is arguing on our Mishnah. And the Kohen Gadol says, Tony hasakin kshuroloi, im nimsa hasakin kshuro b'kupas, if you find the shachit knife tied on to the kupitz, tied on to the big knife, harayz like a kupitz. It has the same halach like the kupitz, like the big knife, which is tomei. Uvezeh vezeh sheino matfil, upligi yamatz nisen. And both of them, even the shechet knife, also you have to take to the mikvah. And this is just the opposite, like our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says that you find them tied together, you can go lukula, and say, just like Mustama, the shechet knife was already in the mikvah, who had in the big knife you want to use to cut the mikvah was also in the mikvah. And this Brisa says just the opposite. The Mishnah says, Poroiches shenim tseis bevlaratumah. The poroiches that in the base of Migdash, or in the Mishkan, that was the curtain, if it became tomei from a vlad hatumah, then the loch is matzfilu noisei befnim. It used to be tovel in the mikvah inside the azar itself. Now, bevlad hatumah poshu means a tumah only midrabonin, as the Korban Eder says, shenogu b'mashkin. The poroiches, the curtain, touched mashkin, Timayim, Shechachomim gozru ala mashkin, shematamin kelim. With the Rabbonin, mashkin avaloch like a rishon l'tumah, that could be metame kelim. Gzeru mishu mashkin de zavazov. It's a din de Rabbonin. Or gzeru mishu mashkin de zavazov. But I'll call for him, if the proichis became tame from a vlad hatumah, then we say, matfiu loisim b'fnim. You're allowed to be tovelet in the mikveh inside the azor itself. U'machnisim loisim b'yad. And right away you can go and hang up the curtains again. You don't have to wait till Harish Shemesh. You'll have to hang it up right away. Vishenitmes biyavatuma. Let's say when the curtains became tomei from an avatuma, then we say, like a sheretz touched the proiches, then we say the din is matvila noisa bachutz. Matvila noisa bachutz. You have to take the proiches outside the Beis Hamikdash bachutz and tovel it there, and you have to wait till it has Harish Shemesh. You have to wait till it comes at night time. And you hang it over, you hang it over the side, outside the fence, like. Because the loch is, if the prayer becomes tamei, you have to put it into the mikvah, and you're not allowed to bring it back into the base of Mikdash until Hereshemesh, till it comes nighttime. So you have to hang it up on the chayil outside, and then at nighttime you bring it back into the base of Mikdash. In Moise Chadosha, Luitzui was a new curtain, a new prayer. Then we say, they used to hang it outside the Beis Hamikdash on top of a big stool. What was the purpose? That it's like the big stool was on top of the mountain and everybody could see it. So we wanted everybody should see how pretty the prechus was. Everybody should see how nice the prechus looked. So they used to, when it was tummy, that would be tabled outside the Beis Hamikdash and they would hang it up on the top of the mountain there, that everybody should see it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan, for Reuches. How big was the Reuches? The Reuches, this was the curtain that divided the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. How big was this Reuches? Is Uvio Tefach. It was sick a Tefach. Al Shivim Mushtayim Nimim Neregis. It was made on the loom that had 72 strings going down first. That's how many strings were going down. Our kol nima v'nima on every single string was chav dalet chutin, or every single strand going down, there were 24 strings to it. We'll see in the Gemara how we get the cheshbon. There were four different minim they used, like tcheles, agarmon, shleishonim, we'll see, four different types, and each one was kofel vav, six times. So four times six is 24. There were 24 strings. Now orko, how long was the preches? Memama, 40 yamas long. For Roch, but how wide was it? Chof. That was the exact door of the entrance to the Kodesh. Yeah. That was Kemidas Pesach Ulam. That was connected to the opening of the Ulam. She Gavoya Boim. It was 40 yamas high. For Roch, but Yeshrim, 20 yamas wide. Yeah. Now Umishmoinim Ushtayim Riboy Hoysenasis. It was made from 82 10,000s. That's 820 100,000. That's what it was made from. So to Shiloh, what does it mean? Some say it was made from this amount of strings, And some say that's how much kesef they used to make the proiches. It's 820,000. They used to make two of them every year. As every half a year they can make one of them. When the proiches became tummy and they had to put it into the mikvah, they needed 300 kanim to carry it. That's how heavy it was. And we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's only a guzma. Whenever the Gemara says a lashon of 300, 300 is usually just exaggeration. A little bit, at least. So the Gemara. Eloah, how do we know now that proiches was made from 24 strings, each one? So like this. Eloah machut. If the Torah would have just said, use a chut, echod, I would say it means chut echod, one. Kofol lishnayim. It would say two, to divide it up. I'd say it means two. That's come in and says, Eloah machut. Kavim lechas aproiches. Has one chut by itself, I would mean you have to fold it over twice. Shazur, the Torah would have said lashon shazur to be twisted together, I would say lishloish, it has to be folded over three times. Moshazor, that now that the Torah says lashon moshazor, lishisha, means it has to be folded over kofel six times. So each string was folded over six times. And abo mikan, and there were four different materials that it came from. Abo klema, vi abo mina moyabo. Tcheles, the Yagormon, the Salah Ashoni, the Shesh Moshezor. So six different types of material had to be made, and each one of them, each string, was folded over six times. Therefore, Yesum Yabur. Therefore, each string was like 24. It was folded over four times, it was folded over six times, and it came four different materials. Mixed together, that's how you got one from one string. Tony Ebreister says, Shleishu Meshtayim. No, not 24, but 32. How do you get 32? Eloah machut echad. Third, would have just said the word chut echad, I would say kofel shnayim. It means folded over into two. Shozer, the third would have said lashon shozer liabor. That would have mean it had to be folded over four times. Moshezor. Now that the third says lashon moshezor twisted together lishmaina, it means each one has to be folded over eight times. Now arba mikan. There are four different materials you have to bring it from. So four times eight is 32. Hotzlosin v'train. Therefore, like each string was 32. Tana, another brayser says, Aboyim Yishmoina. No, it was 48. How do you get 48? Eloah machut echad. The pasuk would have just said chut echad kafol lishnayim. That would mean divided and folded over twice. Folded over once to be like two. Kliya. The Torah would have said kliya to twirl it together, braid it together, lishloishim. Shazur. The Torah would have just said shazur lishisha. Moshazur. Now that the Torah says loshna moshazur, he's twirling it together, lishnei mosa. Means 12. So abor mikan, and there are four different materials that have to be folded over 12 times, is haboyim atimna. That's why you have 48. Hey, it's 4 times 12 or 48. Tomorrow says, Kost of Echadoyim, one posted by the Maisa of the Precha says, Maisa Roikin. You have to make it Maisa Roikin. We'll soon see what Maisa Roikin means. How do you make it? It says, Maisa Roikin gabi mosach ha-pesach. It says, the Kost of Echadoyim Maisa Choshev. Another pasuk says you have to make it ma'isa choshev. That's gabe pareches ksiv. Ma'isa choshev. So for the Gemara now, my benayu. What's the difference between ma'isa roikim and ma'isa choshev? So Gemara says like this. Ma'isa roikim by the mosach ha-pesach. It just says ma'isa roikim. What does that mean? Parts of echad. You have to have a face on one side. As you're making a curtain, on one side of the curtain you have a picture. On the other side you have nothing. Ma'isa choshev is Shnei Patsufis. You have two faces. On each side you have a face. It's a different way of weaving it. You have to know how to weave it that there should be a face coming out on each side. That's called Maisa Choshev. We have Yehuda of Reb Nechemia, Machloikis. Chadama one says Maisa Roikim. What does Maisa Roikim mean? Ari Mikan Vari Mikan. You have to have two on both sides a picture of Ari, a lion. The lion sticks out on both sides of the curtain. You have a picture of a lion. That's the way you make the curtain. Maisa Choshev is Ari Mikan V'cholak Mikan. Just the opposite. Maisa Choshev means on one side you have like the picture of the lion, the other side is blank, no picture. V'charan Omar, and the other one says, Maisa Roikim is Ari Mikan V'cholak Mikan. No, Maisa Roikim means that you have a picture of a lion sticking out on one side, and the other side is smooth, is cholak. Maisa Choshev, what does Maisa Choshev mean? Ari Mikan V'nesh Mikan. Even a bigger Kiddush. You have to have two different pictures on the two sides of the curtains, but not even the same picture. Two different pictures. On one side it looked like a lion. On the other side you had a picture of a nesher. That's called Maiseh Kleishim.
Bishmoyni Mushtaim Riboy Hoysanatis. It was made from 820 hundred thousands. So he said some of us will say that means strings, and some say that's how much kesev was used for it. Now, at the end it said when it became Tomei, it needed 300 kanim to pick it up. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bizna, Bishem Shmuel, Guzma. That it says 300 is exaggeration. You didn't have to have really so many. And Tamom Tanina, we learned someplace else, that Pomim Hoyo Leho Kisholosh Meyaskur. So on top of the Mizbeach, from the Eish that they had to clean out in the morning, sometimes they had so much Eish, so much Eishes there, that it filled up 300 kur. And Rabbi Yossi, Bei Rabbi Bun, B'Shem Shmuel, Guzma. That Gemara there is also a Guzma. Even though it says Lashon of 300, it's Lavdavka 300, it means a little bit less. When it says Lashon 300 sometimes, 300 means Guzma. So the Mishnah. Bosar Kodshei Kadoshim. If you have meat from a Kodesh Kadoshim, a meat of a Chatis, the meat of a Korban Olam, Shenitma, that the meat became Tomei. Is Bein B'yava Tumma, whether it touched the Sheretz, it became Tumma Midiraisa, Bein B'vlada Tumma, whether it only touched, but this is going to be a Machlokes in the Gemara, if it means a Tumma Midirabonin, or it means just a Rishon Tumma, Tumma Midiraisa, but just a Vlada Tumma, Tumma Midirabonin, a Rishon Tumma. Bein B'fnim Bein B'chutz, whether this meat became Tumma inside the Beis HaMikdash, whether it became Tumma outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Beis Shammai, Yerma Beis Shammai says, Hakel Yisorif, Bifnim. You have to burn this meat inside. Since the meat is Tomei, it's Kodshim, Aloch Rez, you have to burn it, but Beis HaDesh in Agodol, Shebi Azora. Inside the Azora, you have to burn it. Shesham Sorfim Sule Kodshik Kodoshim, Shekob Sule Vakodesh, Sorfim Lesu Vakodesh. Anything that became possible, Machmus the Avoidus, inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a loch, you have to burn it there, in this Beis HaDesh in Agodol. So Beis Shammai says that everything you burn inside, chutz only one thing not, mishenitma biyava tumah b'chutz. If this meat was outside the Azorah, and it became tomei from a sheretz there, so then there's not very, not allowed to bring it into the Azorah. Therefore you can't bring it inside, but rather burn it outside. Beis Hillel says, hakol yisorof b'chutz. No, everything you should burn outside. And even if the meat was inside the Azorah, but if it became tomei machmas a sheretz, so there's an issa to let it stay in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take it out right away. So you're not allowed to even burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather burn it outside. Chutz, only one exception. If it only became tumah with a vlad tumah, that's not tumah, that you could burn inside the Beis HaMikdash.